our next guest is Ashley Mears. The topic will be Models and Bottles, How Beautiful Women Are Used to Boost Male Status. Ashley is an associate professor of sociology at Boston University, and she recently wrote a book called Very Important People, Status and Beauty in the Global Party Circuit.
Great, thank you. So, right, I'm a sociology professor, and I followed an unusual path into academia. Like a lot of young girls, modeling was my teenage dream, much like boys dream of becoming professional athletes. When I was in Atlanta, where I grew up, I started modeling as a teenager, which meant shooting catalogs for the local department store. And I noticed even then how hard it was to fit into extremely narrow standards of beauty. Most of the models were white. All of them were very thin and quite young. And I noticed there was a very high turnover. Because of the quest for novelty, fashion is by definition change, and models have short careers, especially women, because their perceived value on the market is tied to youth. So much so that when I turned 19, my agency advised me to actually lie about my age when I went to New York to claim in auditions that I was 18. So that's when I thought, maybe this isn't a good career path in the long term. So I went to graduate school to study sociology in New York because I wanted to understand the market dynamics of the fashion world. And in my first year of graduate study, I got scouted to join another model agency. And this time I signed up with the goal of being an analyst to keep track of how the money worked. So I interviewed models, agents, and clients just to understand the market from their perspective. And I also was sent out on modeling assignments. Now, again, from day one, the agents in New York advised me to lie about my age. By now I was 23, and they told me to say that I was 18. In sociological terms, people that study labor would see modeling as a bad job. That's actually what we call it. This is a bad job. It's structurally unstable. There's high turnover. There's high risk. But indeed, there's also high rewards. The cultural imaginary of fashion models is that they're very successful, that it's very glamorous, that they're very well paid. But what I found in my first book, Pricing Beauty, is that actually models, for the most part, are pretty poorly compensated. But they do get quite a lot of perks, such as the treatment of being a VIP in bottle service nightclubs. And this brings me to my second book, Very Important People. So when I was researching the modeling industry back in New York around 2006, I met several men that work in nightclubs, and they are called promoters. Their job is to promote the night for a club. They get paid by nightclubs anywhere between $200 to $1,000 a night to bring the right crowd. Now, for the highest end of nightlife in New York, these kinds of clubs offer what's called bottle service. Bottle service is when expensive bottles are brought to someone's table at prices that are starting at a markup of 1,000% on up, rather than standing at the bar to order drinks. Those bottles are brought to people at their tables. And so promoters are expected to bring the right crowd. And in bottle service nightclubs, the right crowd is the crowd of very important people, which boils down to two things. It's men with money who are paying for the expensive bottles of alcohol. And it's women who are or look like fashion models. And they are ubiquitously called girls, regardless of their age. So around 2010, 2011, I started going out with promoters who are paid in particular to bring beautiful women or fashion models that they call girls to these clubs. So I followed promoters beginning in 2011 for 18 months. I interviewed 44 of them. And what I found is that while promoters can make a pretty good living and the clubs make quite a big profit, and the nightlife industry is a huge multi-billion dollar industry, what I found is that the girls don't get paid. They add huge value to a space. So this raises a very interesting question. Why do people work for free? What I found is that there's kind of four different reasons to explain why the girls would participate in this structurally unfair arrangement. First, it's the free meal, because as I had learned earlier, most models don't get paid very much, so being able to go out and afford an expensive meal in a luxury restaurant is something most of them can't access. Two, they have strong relationships with promoters who spend a lot of time cultivating relationships with girls and building friendships. 3, promoters open up access to this exclusive world, which is also connected to a 4th kind of ego stroke of belonging to the elite. By definition, these are very exclusive spaces. And so promoters, even though promoters are gaining financially and the girls are not, promoters are opening up an opportunity for them to afford a lifestyle that they otherwise can't.